appreciate again everybody that's here on this Wednesday evening. I'll be honest with you. As a preacher, I like looking out and seeing people. Amen. I sure do. It blesses my heart every time you're here, every one of you.
Amen.
Amen. The more the merrier.
Amen.
I have preached to as few as three, and the Lord helped us. And I remember years ago as a young preacher doing that, and God showed me some things. Showed me that He meant what He said when He said, "If just two or three are gathered in My name, there am I in the midst." Some of the most powerful services I've ever been in, just a small crowd. But I do like it when God's people make their way to the house of God. Amen. John chapter number 4, and I'll begin reading in verse number 4. "And he must needs go through Samaria." I start there because that is an important verse. "And he must needs go through Samaria." That shows there was no other reason. You can read on. There's no other reason he went through Samaria than for the Samaritan woman. That was it. Right here in this chapter, that was the reason he must needs go through Samaria. And so our Lord, he loves sinners. Amen.
Amen.
Individuals. God passes by the individual.
Amen.
Think about that. That the God of heaven thinks enough just of one to make his way to where they are. "Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well. And it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, Give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman saith unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life.
Amen.
The woman saith unto him, Sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. That's as far as I want to read for sake of reading. We're going to continue on in this chapter, but I want to look at what the Son of God revealed to the woman at the well. What the Son of God revealed to the woman at the well. When you look in this story, sometimes it's easy to, you know, just skim over it, and you just see the surface of the cake and not the inside of a lot of what is in here. And not saying that I have even the time this evening to get everything that's in John chapter number 4 concerning this story and this woman and what Jesus had shown to her. But he is definitely there to reveal himself unto her. And therein is salvation. Christ revealed to the sinner. Light shining in darkness. Amen. And to have her see herself the way he sees her. And she's going to see herself in one way, and like many other examples in Scripture, man always tends to see himself the way he sees himself. But most of the time, it's not the way that God sees us. Right. Are you listening? And we need to see ourselves the way that God sees us. This world needs to see themselves how God sees them. This world thinks we're pretty good. And God says, you're lost. To a dying world, they're lost. Even in the last days in Revelations, I have scripture back it up. They said, we're rich, increased with good. We have need of nothing. And God said, you're wretched, you're miserable, you're poor, you're blind, you're naked. Opposite, completely opposite of what they thought of themselves. And so, Jesus had, again, he had, in the first verse, the Bible said he had made and baptized more disciples than John the Baptist. Though Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples. And so he left Judea and departed again into Galilee. And he must needs go through Samaria. So here it starts that he's coming through Samaria and he stops by a place called Sychar. And that's near the parcel of ground. He gives very specific direction as to where he was. And I thank God that he did. I mean, even to this day, they have that very well uncovered. Because it was not only in Samaria, it was in a place of Samaria, Sychar. And in that place was a parcel of ground that Jacob had given to Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and it's the only well in the vicinity. And with those kinds of direction, I mean, if you just said a well in Samaria, it's like saying a spring in Hayesville. There's a lot of springs in Hayesville. Well, get down to a particular part, and a particular part where there's only one major well there. You know. Our God is about knowing. Do you know that? And but I'm not preaching there. Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey. Now this shows the humanity of our Lord. That being God and divine, he was still a man. He had flesh. And it wearied, Brother Jerry Lee. It wearied. Listen. There's no doubt in my mind, thorns pierced him.
rocks hurt when you step on them? Our Lord felt all of that. And He was weary with His journey. I remember taking, and I always say this because I remember, we were going up from Jerusalem up to Galilee. And we were going to Jacob's Well. And there was nobody there at the time. We got in a bus and got on this real nice road, and we drove for 2 hours in an air-conditioned bus. I don't know how many miles before we finally got there. And I thought, and he just so happened to say, before I go to Galilee, I'm going to... He actually turned aside out of the way. See, Samaria and Jacob's Well, it's not on the way to Galilee. It's out of the way. He went out of his way for this woman. That was the first thing God showed me in Israel about that trip. It was completely out of the way to where we were going. And Jesus, he was going to Galilee. But the Bible said he must needs go through Samaria. Right there, verse 3, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee. He departed going into Galilee. But he had to go through Samaria. Went out of his way. And he was wearied with his journey. And he sat thus on the well. It was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. And you all have heard this before, and I always say it just for teaching. It was at an hour, listen, that nobody else usually came. And it's because of who she was. It's because of the lifestyle she lived. She was a half-breed. She wasn't a Jew. She wasn't a Gentile. She was a Samaritan. And not only that, she had had 5 husbands, and the one that she was living with was not her husband. She didn't go at the early morning hours when it was cool, when everybody else went. Or later on in the evening when the sun started going down, it was cooler again. You see, they did what they did at certain times to beat the heat of the day. Here she is, it's noon. It's the hottest part of the day. Nobody is going to be there. But he was there. He was there. And he's very much a Jew. She recognizes him as a Jew. She recognizes some things about him. And she came there to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, give me to drink. Now, let me ask you something. If you had come there at noon expecting to avoid everybody and saw a strange man sitting on the well, how would you feel? Awkward? Backward? Ashamed? She did. No doubt. But this man spoke out to her. He didn't care. He didn't care the time of day. He didn't care. He didn't ask her any questions. All he wanted was for her to serve him. Give me a drink. Give me a drink of water. And, you know, it would have been simple enough if she would have just let her bucket down, got the water, and gave him a drink. Just give him a drink. Sometimes we make running into the Lord harder than it really is, or that it needs to be. He's just wanting something from us. Sometimes something very simple and So, for his disciples were gone away to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, ask drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. You see, she turns it into a big religious thing. He didn't. He just said, give me a drink. If she noticed that, does she not think he knows that? You know, many times, I mean, when we tell stuff to God, listen, do you not realize that he already knows? He already knows. And so, you know, it looks like that she's accusing him of possibly being a bigot or a racist. You know, your kind don't have anything to do with my kind. And Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. In other words, if you would have seen me for who I really am, instead of just looking at the exterior, you would have asked me for water. You would have asked me, if you knew the gift of God, you would have asked me, who is this man that is asking water at my hand? Who is this man? The woman saith unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? She heard him say, living water. Living water. But then she says, how are you going to draw? You don't have a cup. You don't have a bucket. She's already mixing physical with spiritual. She's not understanding. And a lot of people, they do that. They don't understand the gift of God. Truly the gift of God. And so, she said, art thou greater than our father Jacob? He is greater than Jacob. He is greater than any man, I'll tell you that. Which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle. In other words, we've been living off of this water for a long time. Are you greater than our father Jacob? From whence hast thou this living water? And Jesus answered and said to her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. Here's the difference in his water and my water. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The water of life. Thirst satisfied. Now that has to, she surely has got to start seeing by now that he's talking about something different than this physical water in that well. Because they drink there, they come back the next day, they drink again. They get hot, they get thirsty, they drink again. But he's saying, I have water that if you drink, it's going to be in you. You're never going to have to come and draw again. It'll be in you, a well springing up. It's going to be water in you that will eternally satisfy you. This is the change of the new creature. To have a water, a well of living water springing up in us. To have our spiritual thirst satisfied. To have eternal life. Look what he said at the last of that. The water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Everlasting life. He is talking about everlasting life. Not this temporal life. Everlasting life. The woman said unto him, Sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus saith unto her, now this is important. If she's wanting that water, something she's got to do first. She's got to see herself as he sees her. She's got to see her sin and confess her sin. Jesus said unto her, go, call thy husband, and come hither. If you want the water, go call your husband and come hither. Now, if she would have left and brought that man, she wouldn't have done any business with the Lord that day. If she had tried to bring him and said, this is my husband. See, he knows. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that saidest thou truly. See, the Lord exposed her sin and made her to know he knew. Only God knows that. Only God could reveal that to her. A regular man doesn't know those kind of things. Only God can reveal your condition to you. God knows your condition. Sin is known to him. We don't hide it. It's not hidden. I used to think, before God saved me, I could hide mine. Then I heard a preacher preach how he sees in the dark just like he sees in the day. The woman saith unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. I perceive. As though she had some spiritual perception. Maybe she had a hearing ear. She's already confessed, I have no husband. I have no husband. So maybe she does have a hearing ear. I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worship in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. He's showing her something that is absolutely going to happen. You worship, you know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. He's showing her that she had an ignorance of God. She may have been pointing the finger at those Jews, but listen, regardless of their action from day to day, God has chosen them. And all the nations of the earth are blessed by them. And God was going to come through them. So he begins to show her, the hour cometh and now is when the true worshipers. He didn't say when the Jews. He didn't say when the Samaritans. He said when the true worshipers. This, he's talking about his kingdom. When all, whosoever had called upon the Lord. She thought she knew what they were. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain. You don't even know what they worshipped. The true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship Him. That's not Abraham he's talking about. The Father seeketh such to worship Him. Abraham has never asked anybody to worship Him. He's speaking of a universal Father, the eternal Father, the heavenly Father. Deep truth our Lord is trying to reveal to her. God is a spirit, He said to her. He just got done talking about the Father, and he said, God is a spirit. I'm talking about God the Father. He is a spirit. They that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Do you know a lot of people today worship God in a fleshly manner? Maybe they need to learn what it means to worship Him in spirit. You see, our spirit must connect with His spirit. We are a spirit being. Our spirit come from Him. We must worship Him in spirit and in truth. The woman saith unto Him, I know that Messiah cometh. She's been told that. I know that the Savior's coming. Messiah, which is called Christ. When He is come, He will tell us all things. Well, what hadn't He told her so far? Here sits this man who she thinks is a Jew. Now she says he may be a prophet, and he's revealing the Father to her. Nobody had ever called him Father. She didn't know God was a spirit. And she says, I know Messiah's come, which is called Christ. When he's come, he'll tell us all things. Then Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. And upon this came his disciples and marveled that he talked with the woman. Yet no man said, what seekest thou, or why talkest thou with her? The last word he said to her, I that speak unto thee am he. He makes himself known that he is the Messiah. He has oft offered her living water, eternal life, revealed God the Father, that he is a spirit, and revealed that he is the Savior. Revealed her sinful condition. His disciples come up on him when he said that, and she leaves. You talk about somebody interrupting somebody, I mean, right on the edge of getting saved. There she left. But she went her way. She left her water pot and went her way into the city and said to the men, come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? He told me all things that ever I did. He looked in me and showed me who I was. He revealed to me my life. That's what she's saying. He revealed to me my sin, and that my religion wasn't enough. That I didn't even know God like I thought I knew him. Come see a man that told me all things that ever I did. Is it not God that reveals our sin to us? Is it not God that reveals everything about us? Jesus, when he looked upon his disciples and upon the people, he said he knew what was in man. He knew what was in them. What was in each one of them. And he can reveal that to them. So here she is. She is now confessing Christ. Then they went. She said, is not this the Christ? That's her confession. Is not this the Christ? She had never, listen, she had never met a man like this man. No other man would have ever had anything to do with her. But he did. Thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. Six. God gave me a message years ago. Our Lord was the seventh man in one woman's life. That number seven's a picture of perfection. He was the perfect man in her life. to give her forgiveness of all her sin, water that she'd never thirst again, a new life. She left everything. In the meanwhile, his disciples prayed him, saying, "Master, eat." But he said unto them, "I have meat to eat that you know not of." Therefore said his disciples one to another, "Hath any man brought him aught to eat?" So there's, even there still, they're not getting the spiritual picture. He is full in the Spirit by his saving that woman. Jesus saith unto them, "My meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work." Here's what Jesus said in this. And he said it to his disciples, "Say not ye there yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look. The fields, for they are white already to harvest. And he that reapeth receiveth wages, and gathereth fruit unto life eternal. That both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. And herein is that saying true, one soweth and another reapeth. I sent you to reap that whereupon ye bestowed no labor. Other men labored, and ye are entered into their labors. And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman, which testified, 'He told me all that ever I did.'" He told me all that ever I did. To tell us everything about ourselves. To know everything about us. He knows everything about us. He knows our sin. He knows our worship. He knows our blindness. He knows everything about us. When he revealed himself to her, showed her that she needed his water. Not the water from the well, she needed his water. She needed life eternal. She got a hold of that. What do we need from the Lord? Listen, even after we're saved, do you not think the Lord still knows everything about us? He does know everything about us. He sees me. I'm glad he sees me. He reveals to me what I need. He reveals to me what he can give to me. That I may be trying to find in other places. That's what she was looking for. Looking for water in the same watering hole. It wasn't the water that she needed to find. What a great revelation. The Lord, listen, has the Lord truly revealed himself to you? That's what he does in salvation. He reveals himself to us. We realize we're sinners needing him. And then he reveals who he is, the one that can give us life, the one that knows all about us. He is the Father that we must worship in spirit and in truth. And that's the only way we'll worship Him. It'll not be because me and my father, we've got us a spot up here on the mountain. We worship God. I've heard people say, I don't go to church. I worship God. I can go up here and worship God. Well, you're in the wrong place. You're in the wrong place. We must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Your spirit, listen, your spirit, my spirit, they come from God. God wants us connected with Him. He wants us to feel Him and He to feel us. He wants to receive our worship. Our worship that we do in spirit. Not in the body, not in the flesh. But in our spirit. With all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Affectioned upon Him. That's what He's talking about. We need to learn to worship Him. I know that. Really worship Him. In spirit and in truth. Some of us try to worship Him when we've not confessed, like this woman did. We need to confess and then we can worship. Amen. I want you to stand. I'm done.